You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. It took 10 days, but many Cellcom customers are finally seeing a return of voice and text services following what the company is calling a cyber incident. The outage started Wednesday, May 14th. On Sunday, Cellcom announced that customers are starting to see a return to service, although that restoration would not be all at once, and some disruptions could still occur. Neenah police are warning residents to lock up their vehicles after a string of 9 thefts from vehicles Monday morning. The Facebook post came with video footage showing suspects trying to open car doors. Police also remind residents not to leave valuables inside your vehicle. If you happen to see the governor out fixing potholes, for example, in Oshkosh today, you aren't seeing things. He's traveling the state with a shovel full of asphalt in his hands. Terry Barr explains what's behind the effort.
Governor Tony Evers using his annual pothole patrol to highlight the need for transportation funding. A Republican-controlled committee stripped millions of dollars for road and bridge projects from his proposed budget, the governor saying the cuts come after years of investment.
Over the last 6 years, my administration has improved more than 8,600 miles of road and 2,000 bridges statewide. And I fixed some of those darn roads my darn self. I had to kick off my 6th pothole patrols statewide.
And along with potholes, the governor says there are more than 300 construction projects that just won't happen if the money is kept out of the budget.
One example of the cuts? The governor's $50 million proposal to fix more rural roads to keep farmers and other drivers safe. This is one of the projects cut almost entirely from the budget. A plan for more power in this state got an okay. Stuart J. Waddles has more from southeastern Wisconsin.
Oak Creek and Kenosha County are set to become home to 2 new natural gas power plants from We Energies. It follows unanimous approval from the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin. The utility says the projects, which will break ground this year, are part of a broader plan to replace aging plants and invest in cleaner energy sources. We Energies claims the Oak Creek plant will significantly cut carbon emissions, but critics from environmental groups say the decision locks Wisconsin into decades of fossil fuel use. The addition is expected to help feed power into Microsoft's Racine County data center.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers shared a letter he sent to the Trump administration in an effort to protect the state's forest and forestry industry. Brittany Merlot tells us more.
The forestry products industry helps support around 126,000 jobs and contributes an estimated $42 billion to the state's economy. Wisconsin ranks first in paper production among all 50 states, and exports over $850 million worth of paper products every year. The letter urges cooperation and protection for federal forestry programs.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Melissa Kay has that story.
The latest report from the Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health shows a spike in the number of young people who are struggling. Over the past 10 years, the numbers have increased dramatically. Rates of anxiety, depression, self-harm, and suicidal thoughts went up across the board. However, girls saw an overall higher increase. According to the data, Wisconsin boys are 2 to 4 times more likely to die by suicide than girls. Factors like rising food insecurity, lack of sleep, and feeling like they don't belong at their school play a significant role in mental health. These factors are worse for LGBTQ+ students and students of color.
2 garbage trucks in Madison have a brand new look, and as Savannah Tomei Olson explains, it's all thanks to a toddler.
4-year-old Fred sent a letter to the mayor's office asking for a different color trash truck to collect garbage in his neighborhood. He even said, quote, "I would prefer a purple trash truck or a rainbow-colored trash truck. I love the blue one, but a new color would be exciting too." Well, the mayor's office got with the streets division, and they decided to try something. They had local artists create pieces for the sides of the collection trucks. Officials unveiled the 2 works that are now on the trucks. One is of the Madison skyline. The other is of a turkey exploring a Madison neighborhood. The pieces will stay there on those 2 trucks, and they're currently on duty. There are even coloring pages of the works of art available for parents to print. kids can make their own masterpieces and send them to the Streets Division. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Well, National Mailbox Improvement Week was actually last week. Joanne Kruletz tells us what we can do to spruce up our mailboxes right now.
The U.S. Postal Service is encouraging customers to inspect, maintain, and upgrade their mailboxes to help ensure safe, secure, and efficient mail delivery. Each year, USPS designates the third week of May as Mailbox Improvement Week to encourage customers with box-on-post delivery to examine and, where necessary, improve the appearance of their mailboxes. The Postal Service annually calls attention to Mailbox Awareness Week because of the wear and tear that occurs to mailboxes throughout the year. Some of the typical activities homeowners may need to do include replacing loose hinges on a mailbox door, repainting a mailbox that may have rusted or has started to peel, remounting a loosened mailbox post, replacing or adding house numbers, and keeping security top of mind. Tips to secure your mailbox include promptly pick up your mail, try not to leave letters and packages in your mailbox or at your door for any length of time, and report mailbox vandalism. If you see someone actively tampering with a mailbox, immediately report it to the police. If you know of someone who committed an act of mailbox vandalism, report it to a postal inspector at 1-877-876-2455.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Brewers host the Red Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Game two of the three-game series tonight at AmFam Field between the Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Jackson Churio got things started early yesterday for the crew. First pitch in the bottom of the first. FanDuel, Wisconsin.
Swing and a drive. Deep left center. And a welcome to Memorial Day.
The Brewers went on to win 3-2. Did Churio's leadoff homer set the tone? Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I think it did. I think it always sets a tone when you come out ready and the first hitter that you have kind of makes a statement.
Closer Trevor McGill got out of a jam in the ninth to get the save in front of a sellout crowd of over 40,000 fans. Did that help?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this stadium gets rocking when there's, you know, a bunch of people in it, and definitely felt that. So, I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed pitching here in Milwaukee, and thank you for the fans for coming out.
That's Brewers pitcher Trevor McGill with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Miley Cyrus appeared on the Zane Lowe Show recently and shared a New Year's Eve nightmare. She was hosting New Year's Rockin' Eve with her godmother, Dolly Parton, when she had an ovarian cyst rupture. The 32-year-old singer said she continued hosting the show despite the medical emergency and intense pain, and they say Disney kids are soft. Cyrus is releasing her latest album, Something Beautiful, on May 30th. Former Bond girl Denise Richards is pushing for her husband to have, like, the coolest side hustle ever. The Wild Thing star is adding her husband, Aaron, into the conversation of who should be the next James Bond. Her husband says he would do it, and it would be no problem. There's just one problem. He's not an actor. He's a health guru. Richards played Bond girl Dr. Christmas Jones alongside Pierce Brosnan's Bond in the 1999 action thriller The World Is Not Enough. There were recent rumors about John Krasinski's nose job, which the actor denied. Krasinski did, however, confirm one rumor, and that is that if The Office has a spinoff, he is in for a cameo appearance. Krasinski played Jim Halpert for all 9 seasons of the hit NBC show. FYI, plastic surgeons have dismissed the idea that Krasinski changed his nose and suggested it looks smaller due to lighting, aging, or weight fluctuations. Sure. In a related story, Rainn Wilson, who played Dwight on the show, openly admitted to having his forehead reduced. Finding your groove after divorce has to be difficult. For Jessica Simpson, she tried to get it back last week on American Idol, singing for the first time on TV in about 15 years, and it did not go well. And now says she's not opposed to getting back into acting. Not sure if she could top her performance as Daisy Duke. It's nice to have choices, though. Do I revive my career as a mediocre singer or a mediocre actor? Here's one of Pete's picks. If you're looking for a good police procedural, check out Line of Duty. Season 1 starts with a police sergeant who refuses to be part of a cover-up and joins an anti-corruption police task force. Just started watching it, but I am digging it due to good writing and really solid British acting, including actors Lenny James, Kelly MacDonald, Martin Compston, and Stephen Graham. The BBC show is available to stream on several different platforms, including Hulu, Prime, and Peacock. The Cannes Film Festival gets the best of the best films every year, so it's no surprise that many films have received serious buzz post-festival. According to the Daily Beast, the best film to come out of this year's event is the comedy drama Sentimental Value. The film stars the great Stellan Skarsgård and Elle Fanning and is being called a story about family memories and the healing powers of art. Sentimental Value is directed by Norwegian filmmaker Joachim Trier, and it's one to keep an eye on. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a slight chance of an isolated shower later this afternoon. Our high right around 70 with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, a few showers, mostly cloudy, low of 52. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers and a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.